The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 12th day of June, 2016. I'm sorry, 2018. Don't you just wish that I was correct? Gosh, we'd be coming up on the election again. But would we have to live the same way and have the same history for the last couple of years? Yeah. It is what it is. Just ask Bill Clinton. I've got Gordon Martinez on with us. Gordon did a program on the network. He had to take some time to go get some physical stuff taken care of, and he got back in the saddle again. Not only did he get back in the saddle again, he's running for county sheriff. And hopefully there'll be a new sheriff in town, and that would be in Clark County, Nevada, which just happens to be in, Las Vegas is in Clark County. And I guess it's true, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, as we have all witnessed. Gordon Martinez. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Pretty good. It's only 100 degrees here in Texas.
I'm sure. Hey, that's nothing. A couple more degrees over here and be just about right. It's about 105 so far.
Yeah, but it's a dry heat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the dry heat. That's right. I forgot about that. And that makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah. So they say. Hot is hot, however you put it. Hey, look, it's primary day out there in Clark County.
Absolutely. At 7 o'clock, well, it's 4:03 right now, and at 7 o'clock, the polls will be closed. And after that time, I guess it'll all be over but the crying. And the only thing I can say is I've given Clark County their opportunity to raise themselves up out of the swamp. And the swamp is getting deeper and deeper as time goes by if this same regime is still in place. And I've given them that out by electing me sheriff. And by God, things would definitely change if and when I'm elected sheriff. Now, we'll know about that basically, or at least on the way to it, at 7 o'clock tonight.
Now, is there any indication so far?
Well, if there's any indication, I went grocery shopping a little earlier, and I just thought I'd go ahead and maybe squeeze in another couple of votes. So I was talking to the cashier, and of course the people behind me were just enthralled and just couldn't wait to listen to my rhetoric about being elected Clark County Sheriff. But anyway, if there was any indication, everybody's pretty much sick and tired of the trash and the lying and the cancerous, corrupted trash that we have in our local government, especially in the police department, that they want some change and they want something a little bit better. Because if we keep going on the way we're going, it's not going to be too long before we just kind of like self-destruct. if you get my drift.
Yeah. So you have four guys running for county sheriff. One doesn't really have a ghost chance. I don't even know why he's there. He's been quoted as saying, you know, if you don't want to vote for me, vote for one of the other guys.
Yeah, and there's actually five, one incumbent and four other candidates. And the guy that said that, his last name was Heine, H-E-I-N-Y, and I don't know, you can pronounce it any way you want to, but I think that's the way you call it. And he actually said that. He says he doesn't really care who anybody votes for. It's just as long as they get out and vote.
So that was his message. He's supposedly seeking county sheriff, so he gets up there and basically says, I don't care who you vote for, just as long as you vote.
Yeah, that is correct. That is a quote. And this, of course, after this is, of course, after he demeaned and villainized anybody who might possess a 100-round magazine for their semi-automatic rifle or their fully automatic rifle.
Well, I've covered my bases. I've got one for my AK and I've got one for my AR.
That's actually a standard operating procedure. And if you don't have it at least 30,000 rounds of ammunition in your residence, I mean, that's just to maintain for a while. Well, then you're just not with the program.
You know, here we go again. They have been trying to get rid of the so-called quote unquote assault weapons.
Oh yeah,
and I was in the military. I was in at the time that they had the. It was kind of a joke, even in boot camp, that we had rifles that were made by a toy company, Mattel.
Oh, that's right.
Actually, they just made the guards for the barrel and the butt of the rifle. But that as it may, it was kind of an unusual weapon. And it in pristine conditions, it worked okay. But when the guys got over to the NOM and all the rain and the dirt and the muck and the mud and everything else, they had a tendency to jam. And your first clue that you might have a weapon that might cause you problems is when they have you have a jam and you have a little thing on there called a forward assist. Now, your bolt's already jammed. But then you'd supposedly use that forward assist to free the jam. And the only thing that did was jammed it up even tighter. But then they modified the thing. You could have three-round burst, or you could run it fully automatic. And fully automatic is not a good mode to be in unless you're just laying down suppression fire. Single shot is the way to go. But according to these creatures, hey, that's a full automatic assault evil weapon that we had bump stocks, but we got to get rid of those. And you know, that's what came out of the Las Vegas shooting was we got to get rid of the bump stocks. And supposedly the guy that did the shooting out there, that's what he was using.
I suppose it all depends on which version you want to believe from our powers to be and our sheriff. Whether or not he was the only shooter, or maybe the SWAT team was there, or maybe they weren't there, and there was only one shooter. I mean, it almost reminds me of the JFK assassination, about the one shooter and the one guy that was supposedly responsible for all this, Oswald. And then 12 years later, a congressional committee comes out on the JFK assassination, and they conclude that there was more than one shooter. Now, how many people know that?
Probably about as many that know that there were more than one shooter in Las Vegas.
That's correct. Well, that one you can pretty much guess. I mean, here you have a liar sheriff that basically comes out with his timeline. Well, it all depends on which time you listen to the press conference, whether the timeline changed, apparently. If he starts out even with anything, well, automatically he's suspect because he's such a liar and a fabricator. So, I mean, what version are we ever going to hear? And my own personal opinion is, I don't think we're ever going to hear the actual real truth unless I get elected sheriff. And then I guarantee you, folks, it's going to come out what really happened there. And I think the general public, and especially the constituents of Clark County, deserve the truth for a change. They've been lied to so much that it's kind of hard to even, it's not hard to tell when they're telling the truth or when they're telling a lie. All they got to do is move their lips and they're lying. So, you know.
The county sheriff out there, you have recently lodged a complaint against him. What was that about?
Oh, yeah, I lodged a violation of ethics integrity violation on Sheriff Joseph Lombardo. Yeah, what's allegedly, and I always like to use that word just to kind of like clear it up, but again, it's not my position to prove or disprove it, but allegedly it's come out that he's had a secret wife. And I was always kind of wondering about that because he's never brought her out. I mean, here he's running for re-election. Even before when he was running for election last time, never saw his wife or heard anything about his wife or anything. Then all of a sudden, and thank the Lord for it, information comes out, and I mean, it's spreading all over the place now. That his wife was involved in some very unsavory real estate dealings and is associated with a known fraudster, real estate fraudster, by the name of last name Gaylor. I think his first name is William. And this guy has been indicted from 21 million dollar lawsuit against him for fraudulent real estate dealings. And she's associated with him. And I think it just makes me sick every time I read something about it. They even have a child in common that was staying at the sheriff's house. So the dealings that the sheriff's wife has with this known fraudster in real estate, it's just really easy to guess that the sheriff's used his position in order to keep his wife and this other guy out of prison, and this is a big no-no. I mean, anywhere you cut it, if you're associated with the police department, you can't even hang out with an ex-felon without getting in trouble. So now all of a sudden, here we have a sheriff that's going for re-election, whose wife is basically operating on the dark side of the law. Now, somebody needs to kind of like spank somebody for this, or at least bring it out to the fact that this is not acceptable. When you take a position like this, you've got to have a certain amount of ethics and integrity and honesty and truthfulness, and there can be no substitute for anything else. So when you have a wife that's involved in something like this, well then, hey, you bought it, you're bought and paid for too, because you're right in the middle of it. Well, so anyway, I filed a report on it, so
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
I had asked you yesterday that I wonder if the FBI was aware of this and might have used that to shut Mr. Lombardo up, because initially when that Vegas shooting happened, it seemed like he wanted to be a little bit more forthright, but when the FBI showed up, and they were prominent in the press conferences and standing right behind the guy, it was as if one of them had their hand up the backside working his mouth, like a puppet.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you really examine, and I've looked at the videos and the press conferences, and I'm in the business for this. I look for the smallest detail, because that will generally change the entire agenda or the entire picture. If you catch it, if you see the FBI standing in the back, they got their arms folded.
Yeah,
and as long as Lombardo was spruing out, well, what they wanted to have sprued out to everybody, you could see them just with their arms folded and their head unconsciously nodding up and down. Yes, mm-hmm. Okay, you're doing good so far, mm-hmm. Puppet Lombardo. You just keep it up, and then maybe you might get reelected again. You never know.
It's just amazing to me that you know, for all intents and purposes, mm-hmm. this Vegas shooting, which was one of the most horrific shootings in the country, just up and disappeared. There is no mention in the press of it anymore.
Oh, no.
Just mm-hmm. like several other false flags that have happened in this country. No mention of it whatsoever.
Well, again, I don't think there's too many people, in at least in this community, that that know this was all just a cover up and a lie. Okay, and whenever you bring that subject up, the other person that you're talking to is just shaking their heads back and forth, and they know it's a lie. They know they're never going to hear the real truth. They're never really going to hold or know what really happened. And they don't even want to realize the fact that somebody needs to be held accountable for this. 58 people were murdered and over 600 injured, and nobody's been held accountable for this yet, unless you buy that story about this one shooter, Paddock, who all of a sudden, conveniently, is either killed himself or someone else killed him or whatever. And so they think that that's just going to kill it all. That's going to kill all the information, that it wasn't a conspiracy. This one guy with his super-duper bump stock thing that he had attached to his semi-automatic rifle to make it at least somewhat fully automatic. And I don't know if you've ever fired one of those things, but you can't hit the broadside of a barn with those things.
No, you literally can't, because the way you have to cradle the weapon, you can't really pull it in tight to your arm. You can't maintain a firm grip on the weapon,
right?
In order to sight and shoot. I have used a couple of different ones of those. One was a kind of like a static trigger spring, that it would kind of like hold the trigger in neutral, and it was.
Oh yeah, I fired one of those. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and it was the rocking motion of the weapon, the recoil mm-hmm. from the gas operated system, and you would just hit that trigger. But you know what? I never could get it to work right. Could you?
No. And it was ridiculous. It's another one of those little toys that you might find at the gun show, and of course they have the video that shows the guy being able to shoot the nuts off a gnat with this device, a video. I wonder how many takes they had to do with that. And you're supposed to buy this thing just by what you see on this video. And it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. But one of the guys that I knew bought one. And, of course, we went out to the police range and we tried it out. And, oh, my God, it's just another waste of money.
It is.
You know, it's ridiculous. But what did the FBI do? This is what I mean about paying attention to detail. What did the FBI do after this shooting? They immediately moved to demonize the bunt stock and blame the bunt stock for all this massacre and all this death and destruction. They want to blame the device, the attachment that goes on to a semi-automatic rifle, and demonize that, and they've kind of like forgot all about Paddock. I mean, probably because he never existed in the first place, but whatever. They demonized the attachment, and that's their agenda. They want gun control.
Well, there was a body in the Mandalay Bay. They did a little dynamic entry there, and the last story that I heard is when they did enter that room, there were three women in there with Stephen Paddock. And now I didn't
were they
see
all alive.
Yeah,
were they all alive.
Yeah, and I didn't. I didn't hear any stories that they had to shoot around the three women that were in there in order to get Stephen Paddock. We got a picture of him in repose with his AR-15, kind of in a weird position. But there, for all the shots were fired out there, I'm looking on the floor out of these photographs, and I'm seeing casings. It doesn't add up, Gordon. Hey, we've got a break here.
It doesn't.
We got a break here. Let's take the break. We'll come back in 3 minutes. Gordon Martinez, running for sheriff out there in Clark County. I hope there'll be a new sheriff in town.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
I got some news to tell about some wild Here comes the doctor in charge of woman. She's got some wild And not the way you like it, There's a wild
I hear tell that there's a guy running for governor of Nevada out there. I think his name is Cliven Bundy, Mike?
No, it's Ryan Bundy.
Oh, yeah, Ryan Bundy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's his son.
Wouldn't it be kind of interesting if you got to be sheriff of the most populated county out there and he became the governor?
Oh, that would be just something else. You might as well rename the state of Nevada to the state of constitutional.
I'm telling you, with God in mind out there, I mean, there'd be a governor in the office that would realize that, yeah, there's a higher power, and it ain't the Fed. Come knocking on Nevada's door, expecting to do unconstitutional things, and you might have another thing coming. By the way, Harry Reid... wonder if this sheriff was, or his wife was, tied up with any real estate deals with Harry Reid, because Harry was out there and they were making deals. Supposedly, this is protected federal lands out there.
Oh, you know, and it depends on who you ask. If you ask somebody that's in favor of this corrupted government, Not the government as a whole, but some of the people you have in there are corrupted, like Dirty Harry. If you ask them who owns the property or who owns the land in Nevada, they'd say that, well, 85% of the land in Nevada is federally owned. And then if you ask somebody like me or like Ryan Bundy or any other constitutionalists, you say, well, no, this is the land belongs to Nevadans and Nevada. And of course, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 limits the federal government in what they can own and what they can't own. And they can't own property except for 10 square miles around Washington, D.C. But the point I was trying to and you brought it up whenever you talk about the federal government, and if you talk about local police, and I've sprued out a lot of corruption that the LVMPD has been doing, okay, and the things they've done over the last couple of decades, and I've got a pretty good memory when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Gordon, you know where the bodies literally are buried. Do you ever stop and think that you are a potential threat to these people? Do you ever look over your shoulder? Do you ever take any extra precautions? Because they don't like you much out there because you're an honest guy.
No, I they don't. And I know that, and they've said it right to my face. I don't know if I ever told you, my media supervisor in 2010, after they had ransacked my police desk, basically threatened my life twice. I mean, this is on duty. This is on duty, and right into his office. Threatened my life twice, threatened to have me just taking reports at some substation, crime reports, threatened to... or they did manufacture a internal affairs report so they can get rid of me. And I guess that all was just a little bit too much for me. When you ask me, how do I do it? How do I stand it? Or do I take special precautions? Well, I had a minor heart attack after they did that. That wasn't very nice of them to do, to make me feel that way. But I'm telling you, I'm to the point now where I don't even think about it anymore. It's just the right thing to do, and yeah. if it bothers somebody, well, then so be it. Do something about it.
Yeah.
But as long as I'm vertical, above ground, and I believe it was you that said I'm still room temperature, yeah. I'm good. I don't have a problem.
Well, and I just got the message here that Mike typed on my screen, and the message is, I was just thinking, if I made it to the sheriff, could you come and work for me and still have your radio show? No, but I'll tell you what I will do. We've got a lot of listeners out there. We have ex-FBI, we have ex-ATF that literally quit because right. they understood what their agencies were all about. We have ex-cops out there all over the place. Hell, Sheriff Richard Mack could probably come and work for you out there.
Oh, you probably. Well, I don't know. You know, all depends on what you believe and how honest and how much integrity and truthfulness that person has. Once you establish that person ain't exactly 100% in the integrity bunch, then all of a sudden things kind of change a little bit. See, I would like to have somebody like you as my public information officer, because I would venture to say if I had to if someone was to ask me, if they said is John a honest person and is he going to tell you the truth, and I would have to say emphatically 100% of the time yes.
I don't know what I want. I don't know any other way of doing it, but yeah, you know, I could do a radio show, but I doubt very much I could run a network from out there. And this is my primary responsibility. We are literally filling the gap, the very wide gap of information in this country that's withheld from the controlled media. So RBN must continue. Maybe we can find a stand-in for you there. But at any rate, we got some calls. We got to take the bottom of the hour break. Gordon Martinez, literally the clock's ticking out there. At 7 o'clock their time for the primaries, the numbers are going to be in. We'll see.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. Gordon Martinez is my guest today. Today is June 12th, and it is primary day out there in Clark County. And I guess you will know in what, an hour and a half?
Oh, I know it. I'm trying not to get too anxious about this whole thing. But, John, before we go any further, I want to make something very clear to all our listeners out there. I am total 100% cop. I swear if someone was to cut my arm, I would bleed blue, okay? But what I want to make sure that everybody understands is the police department itself, the real cops, they're okay. We got a couple of them that if it wasn't for earwax, their heads would collapse. Mm-hmm. But other than that, most of the time, they're okay. It's the upper police management that needs the washing and the flushing. And the same goes with the FBI. I know that they've and we've been talking that way about it. You know, anything that comes out of the FBI's mouth is some other agenda that's made up in Washington. They don't care what happens in Clark County. They could care less. But what I'm trying to emphasize to you is that the working stiffs, the FBI agents that I have sat in cars and surveillances for hours at a time, and cops that I've known on a personal basis, not only working with them for over 36 years at the LVMPD, They're good people. It's just the upper police management is where the trash is. And just take, for example, like the FBI. Did you know that the FBI has to sign two documents when they sign on to the FBI? One is their acceptance papers, and the other one is their resignation minus the date. So it shows you how easily, I mean, working under that type of environment, like having to take a lie detector test every year, and if you don't pass it, well, it's bye-bye for them. To work under those kind of conditions is tough. I mean, if you don't go along, you ain't going to be doing that for very long.
Well,
if you don't, go ahead.
And I was just going to say, Gordon, the opinion that is now. I mean, we go back. Let me see. When was the last president they splattered? John F. Kennedy.
Yes,
that's right. He wanted to take the CIA, and in his words, spread it to the four winds. And the opinion today is that the FBI, the same thing should happen. And these are agencies. This is the administrative state. These are not constitutional offices. They march to their own drum. They make up their own rules. They cover each other's backsides. They're the most powerful law enforcement in this country. And they're out of control. They're out of purview. I mean, take a look at the Attorney General's office. We still have some pipsqueaks in there, but they're in defiance. Even orders coming out of that department. You know, these are the things that you've got to do. And they're the new guy in there, Ray. He's one of the go along, get along buddies.
That's true.
You know, and we've got a serious problem here. But these are all agencies, and I can remember. And it wasn't too long ago, that the feds didn't have the power. They didn't have the power that they have now. And because of interstate flight and federal laws that were made, we've got an FBI, now we've got jurisdictions, now we've got offices in all the states, now we're in control. And these people, in my opinion, if there's any good agents, and I've had FBI agents come up to me, I remember one distinctly presented a card to me, and I looked at the card, and it said, had his name on it, and FBI, and I just looked at the guy, and I says, "And what can I do for you?" He says, "I'm no longer with the FBI." And I said, "What happened?" He said, "I resigned." He said, "I was lucky enough when I went to the FBI that a couple of the old guys, they called them mossbacks, took me under their wing, and they told me what is what." And he said, if it wouldn't have been for those guys, he says, I don't know what would have happened, but because of them and their integrity and their honesty, he says, I can no longer serve in the FBI. He said, I quit. I've had ATF agents do the same damn thing. You know,
well,
so
you're absolutely right. Believe it or not, that's even the same thing in the LVMPD. Do you know that there are 25 that I know of, 25 honorably retired police officers that do not have their retirement credentials?
Well, how do you
Why mean, is that?
What do you mean retirement credentials? I don't understand.
Credentials. That. Okay, retirement credentials. Like this person can carry a gun and can because he is honorably retired from the police department.
So they got 25 cops out there that weren't deemed that, you know, here's your retirement papers, your walking papers, whatever, but you're not allowed to carry a gun?
No, you don't even get your papers.
Oh, my God.
You don't even get anything. I don't have them. I don't have any credentials that says that I was a police officer anywhere. I have nothing. Zero.
Wow.
And if it wasn't for President Reagan, who said that basically, I can't remember, HR or something, I forgot what it is, but it allows every police officer that is honorably retired, not because of a medical or a mental, but because of a medical or, you know, just regular retirement, they're allowed to carry a firearm 24/7. Okay. Well, I can get away with that part, but I guess it's the principle of the matter is that I did not get my retirement credentials from my beloved police department. And now why is that?
Are you collecting retirement?
I am.
But you didn't get your paperwork.
Negative.
Wow. Okay, hey, look, we got some calls here. These guys have been holding on.
Okay.
Mark and Georgia, you're on with Gordon Martinez.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can, sir. Yes.
Okay, good. I don't know if you got my email. I just want to start with a little bit of levity. Let's just call him Arrogant Jerk. He had a picture of his wife out on the beach, and some of his sycophantic followers didn't appreciate it. Basically, I don't know if you read my little caption there of my comment. He traded for a newer model. I wonder how long he's going to keep this one.
I don't know.
You can appreciate
it. Gordon, this doesn't mean anything to you. The guy sent me a picture. Yeah, there were two women on the beach. Which one was his current wife?
Well, I don't know.
I think
because
it's the one on the left.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, the one on the left.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's the one on the left.
All right, well.
But anyway, yeah. I just they didn't appreciate that, but I don't know if you find any humor in that. They didn't. They were like, how dare you? Why don't you? And I was like, you're just jealous of him. Like, I'm just sorry.
Yeah, Gordon, the long and short of this, there's a talk show host down here in Texas. He married a Jewish hooker. You know,
and the only thing
I can think of, you know how you stop a Jewish hooker from having sex? You marry her.
How's that?
You marry her.
Oh, God.
At any rate, I'm sorry. I couldn't leave.
I thought we were going to talk about fantasy.
I couldn't leave that one go, Mark. I'm sorry. Okay, now let's get to some.
I can understand where you're coming
Let's
from.
Get to some real stuff.
All right. When I meet law enforcement, there's a question. There's a routine question I like to ask, and I tell them that this is. Don't be anything. I just want you to stop and think. When you swore to protect, uphold, and defend the Constitution, does that include the 18th Amendment that was unlawfully coerced upon the South at bayonet point? And they're like, why? What? It's like, look, the government derives its just power from the consent of the governed. Our current political system does not address the fact that our Constitution was changed unlawfully, not just this time, of course, but both by deceit and duress. So that's one thing. I guess you've heard of Oath of Office by the late Officer Jack McLam, and basically there were a couple of IRS agents that wanted his help to basically seize this guy's business, and he asked, well, you know, let me see your papers, and he didn't find a signature from a magistrate. He asked, are you a magistrate? And he said, no. And it's like, are you a magistrate? And he said, no. It's like, well, in that case, you're going to go get a magistrate judge to sign your papers, because if I'm going to help you, you guys are going to do it right, because the Constitution says in order to seize somebody's property, you need a signature from a magistrate judge. So I trust you. I don't know. Have you heard of Oath of Office by the late Officer Jack McLam?
I think he's addressing you.
No, sir, I haven't. I mean, I honestly have not heard that. I've heard some different interpretations of our seizure laws, though, which apparently just about even the creation of all these these agencies like BATF and FBI and DEA and all this other stuff are all derived from the Commerce Act.
That's right.
Okay, they're all.
That's right.
So, I mean, but I haven't heard anything specifically that says you have to have a magistrate to do anything like that. So, of course, go ahead.
Well, I just encourage you to listen to Jack McLam's presentation, and he got into this conversation, elderly gentleman, and the man. You defend your oath of office when you don't even know what it means. And it's like, I'm sorry, sir, I don't understand. It's like, have you ever read the Constitution? And he's like, what? And it's like, how can you defend your oath of office when you've never even read the Constitution so that you know what it says?
Let me answer this and just interject this. You're talking about a traffic stop, correct? That all this arrived out of a traffic stop?
In my case, whenever I meet law enforcement, whether it's because they pulled me over for allegedly speeding, like happened recently, and I've got a court case next, I got an appearance, and the thing is that I'm kind of wondering how to deal with this without getting locked up for the heinous crime of telling the truth, but, you know.
Let me interject this, and this is for all the listeners. In a traffic stop, probably about the worst thing in the world that you can do is open your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just do what the nice police officer says, give him your driver's license, registration, insurance form, and any conversation that you have regarding the driver's license, registration, insurance form, any other conversation, don't get involved in it. Save it for later.
Yeah, because when they make the initial contact, you know, the driver always asks, why are you pulling me over? And you never get a response to that. First, we've got to see your bona fides. Let's see the receipt that you have for the contract with the state. The assurance that if you get in a traffic accident that you're going to be able to cover damages. And they want the driver's license, registration, and insurance first. They won't answer any of your questions.
That's correct. And that is not the place to try your case. Yes. It is not.
Yeah.
Do it later. Do it in writing. Do it formally. Do it when all the emotions are not at their peak edge.
Because the last thing in the world that I want, and cops on the streets today, you know, what have they been telling them, Gordon? You know, your number one priority. It's not doing your job properly, not following good policy procedure. It's not obeying the Constitution. It's none of these issues. What we're going to tell you is your number one priority is to make it home safe tonight.
Officer survival skills, correct.
Officer survival skills. And a lot of these guys, they've got him so pumped up, they're seeing Al-Qaeda jumping out of old Ford Pinos.
And they'll
drop you in a New York second if you even look at them funny. I just posted a story today. A couple of cops went into an apartment. There was a 14-year-old kid in there who was following their instructions. He turned around voluntarily to have himself handcuffed. They patted him down. The cop that put the cuffs on him turned him at about 45 degrees and punched him right in his face just for the heck of it. And I'm sick and tired of cops out on the streets playing judge, jury, and executioner. I'm sick of this. And I'm sick of the administration of these rogue cops protecting them. I'm just absolutely sick. Mark, thanks for your call. We got a lot of calls here. Let's keep moving. Ken in Fort Worth. Hello, Ken.
Howdy, howdy. Howdy, Sheriff.
How you doing?
What happened to the Paddock's girlfriend that came from the Philippines? Heard nothing about it. She just landed. That was it. Number two, where's the door from the hotel? And number three, here's my statement. What's your best scenario of what happened in Vegas that night? And I'm gone.
All right.
Okay. Should I answer that, or do you want to answer it, John?
I don't know about the door. I've seen just one photograph of the hotel room door that looked like it was unhinged.
Right, right. You know, again, right now, they could tell me that the sky is blue and the desert is dry, and it all depends on who's saying it, but I wouldn't believe anything the police department or the news media or the FBI is saying now. It's too late now. They've already stepped on it, if you get my drift, mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. So that door that you're talking about, it's kind of like that Governor Gibbons deal with supposedly the supposed rape of the cocktail waitress years back, and we were supposed to see all of it on the video by the elevator. Well, we found out later that 30 minutes of watching nothing but an empty elevator and an empty parking lot, it wasn't even the right videotape, okay? And that all came out. The videotape that actually showed the attempt rape and all that, that's destroyed. It's gone. So now you're telling me, or John, you're saying that this door, I haven't even heard about this door thing. Yeah. You're saying the door's off the hinges and all this other stuff?
Well, from the indications I saw from the only photograph, it was photographed at about a 45-degree angle. You could see into the room. You could see the hallway. But you couldn't see the door, and the door jamb was damaged, and I'm going to assume that either the door was very badly damaged or it was unhinged. But at any rate, once the, you know, it took them a long time to get into that hotel room. What did it take, 45 minutes?
Something like that, yeah.
And then the story that came out was there was three women in that room with Stephen Paddock. And again, I'll ask the question, you know, I saw his body in repose.
You saw a picture of his body.
And I didn't see three dead women in there. But I, but, uh, I, no. but on the issue of all the surveillance. And you know this, you're out there. Mm-hmm. You can't make a move anywhere in Vegas without some camera somewhere getting an angle on you.
A couple of cameras getting an angle on you.
A couple,
not
at least.
Not just one.
Yeah.
At least a couple of cameras.
So
no,
what?
There
so
isn't a square foot out there. You can't even stand without being photographed.
So here we have a situation where the FBI is, they're very good at doing this, coming in, mm-hmm. confiscating all the videos, all the surveillance stuff, and then it just up and disappears. Pretty much like what happened at the Pentagon. The only thing we got to see is a couple of freeze frames and a fireball, but I didn't see any airplane. All right, Mike, no. Roxanne, Ed, Mark, and others, hang on. I got Gordon Martinez on it. We're going to, I guess, find out, in an hour and 10 minutes, whether you made it past the primary?
Why do you have to keep bringing that up?
Well,
making me nervous.
Hell, I'm not the one running for sheriff out there.
No, it's making me nervous. I know, it's making me nervous. I'm running for sheriff.
Let's take the break. We'll be right back.
No reason to get excited.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
All right, we're back. Mike in California. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Hi, how's it going? My name's Mike with Citizens Action Network, Michael School. I met Gordon in person a couple years ago, about 2 years ago. I went down to Las Vegas, and he's the first sheriff candidate ever to sign an oath of office that's compliant with the de jure original intent of the Founding Fathers and the Constitution per 1-Stat 23, which is one of the first acts of Congress. He's the only candidate that's been willing to do this, and I've always supported him because of that, because he's the only one that's out there, and he won't back down. He won't give in to corruption. He won't bend, and his honor is the most important thing to him, and he reminds me of me. And that's why I like going down there and spending time with him. And I'd really love to see him win this election, because we really need somebody of his caliber and his character to take over that department and clean it up.
Well, and let me tell you something, Mike. He gets past the primaries here. And then I guess the election's in November. Is that right, Gordon?
Yes. Yeah, November the 7th.
And if he makes it past the primary, I'm going to take a little time, go out there and help him with his campaign, because what he's running up against out there, it's nothing but shadows. There's no real substance. He's the guy that's been there, done that. He's got the experience. He knows where the bodies are buried. He knows what's wrong with that county, and he knows how to fix it. And I told Gordon yesterday, we had a nice conversation, and I told him, I said, look, I said, Gordon, I said, I don't know if you know what's at stake here. I said, a lot of people are watching this very closely. And there are good people all across this country that will come to your aid and assistance. Once you get into that office out there, that is a very powerful, the only constitutionally elected office for a peace officer. Notice I said peace officer, Gordon. I did notice that. Not law enforcement, you know. So he gets past the primaries here, and we're going to know in an hour and 3.5 minutes. Not to remind
no,
you.
No, no, it's I'm only coming up on 5 o'clock now. It's at 7 p.m. The polls close.
Okay, so we're talking another 2 hours.
Got a little extra time. Okay. You know, yeah. I can just go ahead and vomit all night long after this thing. So,
well, Mike, I appreciate your call. Could you imagine? Now, just let's put on our fantasy hats for a second here. Gordon Martinez gets elected sheriff out there. He gets the ball rolling, cleaning up the crime and corruption on Good Old Boy Network out there. Ryan Bundy, in my estimation, has a good chance at the crack at governor, because the people in Nevada know how they've been screwed. And his name is well known out there. He's got a good chance, if he runs for governor, of winning the governorship. Could you imagine a state where you have two guys that know what the Constitution is? Mike, I'm just saying. I mean, for me, that's fantasy come true.
I can picture it. It's coming into focus. It's mm-hmm. that far along, especially with the Nevada Republic and the common law movement.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I tell you, you guys, it makes me feel good. And the nausea that's coming over me, coming up on 7 o'clock, is beginning to diminish when I hear the both of you talk like this. There's still hope. There's still hope for us. If we can get this done. If anything, if I'm elected sheriff, it'll be a whole lot of fun. It really would be.
Well, and if you do, I'm going to be the first guy on air going, you know, there's a new sheriff in town. His name's Gordon Martinez. Let's take the break. Mike, thanks for your call. Top of the hour break. Roxanne, Ed, Mark, and others, 800-313-9443. We're playing a little waiting game, waiting for the primary results to come in for Gordon Martinez out in Clark County, Nevada. Your nervousness is now transferring to me, Gordon.
You have no idea.
But I don't. Okay, we'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.